Is that really your idea of how to run a newspaper?
I don't know how to run a newspaper, Mr. Thatcher. I just try everything I can think of.
You realize you were talking to a journalist.
I'll tell you what, Fonzie. Since you're such an investigative reporter, you figure it out.
If I reveal my sources, you wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Come on, Elliot. The public has a right to know a few things.
This is Two J's in a Pod. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy from WGHN Radio.
And I'm Sarah Leach with Ottawa News Network.
It's been a very busy week. There were lots of long meetings at the county level. So why don't we start there, Sarah?
Yeah, there was a laundry list of things that I think were noteworthy. I think that we should probably start with, there was an update by the CMH director, and he discussed the Medicaid funding crisis that is happening across the state. And he highlighted the fact that Ottawa County, in his estimation, is being underfunded compared to other states, because something that we've talked about before is that there's a difference between who receives those services. So there's the people who have disabilities who receive that funding, and then Right. There's people who are more economically challenged who receive that funding.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they get the same services through CMH, they're funded differently by the state. So people with disabilities actually get more per capita from the state than the people who are economically challenged.
Got it.
And so we have more of those than we do of the people who have disabilities. Therefore, we have a funding deficit as people are falling off the rolls of Medicaid post-COVID.
Okay.
Now, the director suggested that perhaps we need to have more aggressive discussions with Lansing and state legislators, and even to go as far as suing the state if needed. So I thought that that was pretty interesting, that that sort of language would be brought in front of a board that has been sued 7 times in 2 years.
Wow. And who gave this presentation?
This was Dr. Michael Brashear. So he is the current director of CMH.
I have to say, when he is up at the podium, he's very colorful. He does a very nice job.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets all the information out there. He's easy to listen to.
Right, right.
You know, when you're combing through those meetings.
Right.
Insert eye roll. See, we have no video yet for the podcast, but soon you'll be able to see the... Go ahead.
I know, I'm going to need to start brushing my hair. All right, so next on the list, I think it is noteworthy that there was discussion about a wage study in Ottawa County, and the Human Resources Department put forward approval of hiring a firm to do that wage study. So basically what happens is they look at what other counties are doing, how they're structured, they look at inflation, and so they look for recommendations to make any kind of wage adjustments depending on what kind of work you do, what kind of classification you are in the county. And there's over 300 employees in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So this is quite an undertaking. So it seemed like a very straightforward, almost boring issue to be discussing in front of the Finance Committee. However, when it came to discussion, there were the Ottawa Impact commissioners who were pointing to this firm to say, well, wait a minute, we think that this firm is problematic because they have a perfect score rating from the Human Relations Committee, I think it was.
HRC,
yes. And that is problematic because they promote DEI ideology, which is not the trajectory that the Trump administration wants us to be on. So again, we found ourselves in this conversation where I don't understand how we went from deciding what a clerk at the front desk makes per hour to DEI and the Trump administration.
What does that have to do with?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with it, but we see these issues over and over again that kind of immediately get hijacked to sort of talk about ideological differences versus practical conversations about how to operate a county. So we're still seeing that friction between the Ottawa Impact Republicans and then the traditional Republicans.
It's not going to go away, I don't think.
No, this is, if anything, I think that this is just indicating that this is going to continue, if not heighten. And I don't know exactly where this is going to lead. I don't know if they're going to just start outright arguing with one another in meetings, or if that's going to be kind of fought outside of the meetings through social media. And there are other ways of, you know, reaching people. There's the Simply American website that Joe Moss founded, who, you know, he says that it's a newspaper, even though
it's not a news site.
I know. I just, you know, PSA, it's not a news site. If you don't say who's writing it, you don't write under pseudonyms. You take responsibility for your byline like a grown up. But yeah, there's those kinds of, you know, conversations that are happening. And so there's like a proxy war almost that's happening like outside, where everyone's smiling at the meetings while they're quietly passive aggressively insulting each other, and then they just kind of talk trash outside of the meetings, and they're publishing columns, and they're, you know, taking swipes on Facebook and on Twitter. So
this is exhausting.
It's a very bizarre dynamic.
This is like it's a full time job. It's a full time job covering Ottawa County itself.
Tell me about it.
and then you know, my kids are grown. Yeah. Okay, my kids are in their mid 20s. I don't have to. I'm not in your raising kids. You got Valentine's Day this week.
Yes.
How many Valentine's cards have you had to buy?
Well, actually, we're doing that tomorrow, and we have a whole party planned at home where I taped the puppy bowl from last Sunday. Oh, we're going to watch that while we fill out the Valentine's Day cards for the classes.
But all
I mean, about 40 of them I have to do.
Just all this stuff. I remember doing all of this when my kids were younger.
Oh, we are in it.
You're in the thick of it. And then, you know, you're what's going on with the Board of Commissioners? A newsroom could use a full-time person just to cover that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I know that almost all of the other news outlets, regardless of medium, struggle to figure out how to attack this coverage, because there's just so much to unpack. Like, there was one thing that only lasted for about 2 minutes, but it is very noteworthy, and that is about the Crockery Lake contract, which, you know, there's been a lawsuit that's been challenging the legality of that agreement. Apparently, that funding has not been paid out from the county to the vendor who has the contract with Chester Township.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brought up by one of the OI commissioners, Sylvia Rohde. And she said, why is that not on the accounts payable list that we're about to approve? And the only response that she got was from the chair, the new chair, John Teeples. Mm-hmm. And he said that will be addressed at the next full board meeting, which is on the 25th. And that's a morning meeting. And then they moved on to something else. But that made me have a whole bunch of questions, because we haven't had any update on that litigation yet. That indicates to me that there's going to be some sort of a really weird, probably spicy discussion. They might try to pull that contract back. And I don't even know if they can, because I don't understand how that could happen, because they've already approved it as a board. But it's indicating that some very weird things are to come.
This is my wheels spinning, by the way. You can't see it, but that... Okay.
Yeah.
When's the next meeting?
It's at 9 a.m. February 25th. Now, they're on a new schedule, so they're still on Tuesdays.
Okay.
But now they're doing only one meeting, full board meeting per month, mm-hmm. and they're going every other month between morning and evening meetings. So this month is a morning meeting.
On the 25th.
Yes. So March will be the last Tuesday of the month at 6:30. February is the last Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m.
Okay. Anything else?
The only other thing that I took note of was that there was a grant that was actually brought before the board last year by the health department. Now, we all remember the origin story of OI and some of the actions that they took when they first took over the board in 23.
Sure.
They really got into it with the health department. They tried to fire the health officer. She sued. There was a ton of tension over the next 18 to 24 months. She's still in her job, and everything sort of settled. So after that was all resolved, she came before the board to say, I have this $900,000 grant from the state. And what it is intended to do, it is supposed to basically be an emergency fund in case we have another outbreak of COVID, if there's other infectious diseases where we have some sort of an outbreak, which we're seeing more and more now that fewer people are getting vaccinated, which please vaccinate your kids. Anyway, so this can be used in a variety of ways. It can be used for smallpox and measles and mpox and, you know, all of the stuff. The issue is that the term COVID is in the label of the grant. And mm-hmm. so the Ottawa Impact Commissioners made this, you know, big to do last year in rejecting the funding, to say, we don't need this in a savings account if we have another pandemic or if we have an outbreak of something else, because COVID's over. We need to stop taking money from the state. The more money that counties take from the state is just going to encourage the state to dictate, you know, how county governments are run, which I don't understand the logic there, because if nothing happens and if no outbreak happens and if the funds aren't needed, the money gets returned to the state. So you only use what you need, and then it's there if you need it.
What's this all about?
It's not like we're kind of on this dole, you know, the sort of idea that, you know, we're like on some sort of government welfare. It just doesn't hold up. So the other day, when it comes before the board again, the OI commissioner said, well, we have addressed this and we have already rejected this, and here's why. And they renewed all of their arguments again. but the new majority said, why wouldn't we want to plan for an emergency? And, you know, there's no real answer to that, but we just kind of see like sort of these parallel conversations, like they're talking over and around each other, but mm-hmm. not with each other. Mm-hmm. There's no real true discourse that's happening because there's just entrenched ideology.
Wow. There's a measles outbreak in Texas right now. 24 cases near Lubbock. Every day, my news service will tell me about another outbreak. But
yeah, who knew that, you know, the label Typhoid Mary would actually be relevant in 2025 and not just a punchline?
Yeah, you're right. I'm exhausted, and it's only February. I mean, what the heck?
I saw a funny meme where it was from Titanic and Rose. It's the character, you know, when she's all young and vibrant, yeah. And that's January. And then, you know, there's the 80-year-old version of her by February. And I said, I feel that in my bones.
That's a fact. All right, I'm tapped out. I'm tired of the sound of my own voice.
You want to talk about my cat cracking my screen?
Oh yeah, I cannot. I don't know how could a cat chunk of your screen?
Literally, a chunk of glass in the corner of my laptop is missing, and I mean, I had to go check his mouth because I thought, did you not crack a tooth?
You're kidding me. Yeah. So now you have to have the whole laptop replaced.
Yeah, the whole screen.
Well, oh, man.
I mean, it's lit. You can tell because it's bright, but it's black bright.
Yeah. And that's something that you use all the
with
time.
With a kaleidoscope of colors.
I'm sorry about that. What's your cat's name?
Pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dog's name is Penny Lane. Everybody knows that, though. She's now completely blind, by the way, you guys. I know. Aww. And I know. She has some bad cataracts, and one of them shifted, and she walked right into a wall the other day. So now we're just trying to get her adjusted to where everything's at. But she could live another 3 years like this. It's, you know, it's very common with Yorkies and whatnot. But
I kind of feel like I am more diligent about caring for my animals sometimes than I do my kids.
Or myself.
They're like, I fell. And you're like, walk it off. But, you know, like the cat or the dog walks into a wall and you're like, do we have to go to urgent care?
I know.
Do I need to call the emergency vet?
I know. And then your kid walks into a wall. Shake it off.
Your kid's just side-eyeing you like, I see how it is.
It just goes to show you, it's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. That's the news. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.